You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Crash podcast.
Babs doesn't like headphones.
Are you sure?
I'm fine.
The white ones.
You like the white
look
ones.
Look good on your complexion.
On my scale.
She doesn't like it. She doesn't like doing it. Like, I feel like as soon as I put the headphones on, I'm ready to go in.
Mm-hmm. You're in the zone.
Yeah, I'm in the zone.
I've never done this before.
You've never done a podcast before?
I listen to them constantly.
Do you?
That's all. I barely listen to music anymore.
So, were you listening to the ones that I was doing it on Adobe when I was really depressed?
No, I have not listened to those.
We have those archived somewhere, and they are fucking dark.
Does anybody
listen to Adobe?
Or... Yeah, does anyone?
Wait. So, what podcast are you listening to?
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, I feel like there's there's a certain person that's like, I'm Joe Rogan or this other
Adam Carolla.
I can't do Adam Carolla. No.
What?
I do.
He's still around? He was at the Rams game yesterday, and they had him on TV on the Jumbotron with Scooter McGavin. No way.
We just watched him.
So random.
He got pulled over recently in L.A.
For DUI, right?
Yeah, and he said to the cop, Shooter McGavin.
Oh.
And he said to the cop, he was like, don't you know who I am? I'm Shooter McGavin.
No.
And like, the cop was like, obviously early 20s. Here's your fucking ticket. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I also don't know who Shooter McGavin is.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
There you go.
He's the bad guy.
He eats enemy. Pieces of shit for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who Shooter McGavin is. That's not his real name, right?
No.
So he just tried to get out of a fucking ticket by being like, this is my fictional character that you've never seen?
In this Adam Sandler movie.
Great. That's really good.
All right. Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Emo Night Ride or Cry podcast. Today, we are here with our friends, The Spill Canvas.
Yes.
Spillium the canvas. Spill is short for spillium.
You guys should post that.
That's really
like
good.
While that meme is hot.
Have you seen that? Hot.
Do
I haven't
it.
Seen that. No.
I can make it for you literally right now as we're doing this thing.
I'm waiting.
What the fuck's going on?
How you doing?
You've never done.
Never done a podcast. Listen constantly. I listen to weird ones like about conspiracy theory stuff a lot, and Joe Rogan because I'm not a meathead. But
yeah.
I don't know why.
You remember that one? It was I think it was when podcasts didn't exist. It was called radio.
And oh, was it just RD?
No, it was just radio. Regular radio. It was when what's the one?
Howard Stern.
Not Howard Stern. It's a very famous one on like NPR.
Oscar.
This American Life.
No. Maybe it wasn't on NPR.
Wait, don't tell me.
No. It was the one where the guy like would speak about aliens and stuff.
Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
With George Norrie.
With George Norrie.
Yes.
Absolutely. Coast to Coast. And you remember that one time this caller had called and said something like he was like, I used to work in the fucking CIA. And then it went out. The thing went out. Like they shut it down. Like people were listening and they shut it down. And I think they tried to blame it on like some sort of electrical thing. But it's really, really wild because really he was creepy. Like saying some truth shit.
Yeah.
And people were watching or listening and they were like, we got to fucking cut this shit out. It was like a really like wild. It was really cool.
For people that are conspiracy
theory people because they're like, oh shit, it sort of just proves.
It proves something.
It just automatically just goes, oh yeah, this is something that people don't want to listen to, so that we don't want them to hear, so we're going to fucking shut this shit down on these clowns.
Yeah.
They were not clowns. Down.
They so, were, well, I love George Norrie. He's one of my, not my idols, that sounds weird. I just love that stuff. It's weird because I got really into it via Ancient Aliens, which is, it's tough because like they're on like season 12 or something,
yeah,
and they never really get there. And I got like the rhetoric down, the way the announcers like, you know, like
Ancient Aliens is basically like, they could have just done one episode, is yes, the thing. They repeat everything all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like they tease it with like, this is what you're gonna see, but then it's just the teaser. It's like
a teaser that it never comes to fruition.
It's basically like, so there's pyramids on the moon that align up with the pyramids on the Earth. But that's really about it.
They dance around a lot of interesting stuff. Yeah,
it's
interesting.
Yeah, for sure. But then they go into these like fucking weird scenarios. It's like, what if machines took over the entire world? And you're like, this has nothing to do with anything. You guys just needed to fill in an episode.
Yeah. And there's the same guy with the Greek hair it's kind of like my hair, but it's like bigger. It's like he's like a fox.
Like his hands like all the time.
And he goes, and the answer is a resounding yes.
Oh, yeah. It's that guy. His name's like George Stephanopoulos.
Yes,
it's a fucking guy. Yep. But everybody likes him, and then they like
Eric von Daniken.
Yeah, and then
and he talks about the murder.
You do a good job. It's like a fucking German villain.
Yeah,
you're like diehard German villain, which is like the best German villain accent.
It has a bit of a barbaric thing too. But I love the concept because they're talking about how, like, in the last 100 years, we went from horse and buggy to this. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
If you look at the actual before that, because we were just pooping in the street.
And stuff. Well, I mean, we also still have that currently across the street from the office.
There's a homeless guy across the street there.
This fucking guy just pulls his dick out, and there's a bunch of kids over there.
Oh my God.
And he fucking makes fires in the street. Like, I guess in Los Angeles, you can just do whatever you want.
We've called the non-emergency police, like, four times.
The Wild Wild West.
Yeah, we're not narcs. Like, we're not narcs. Like, no. I don't narc
on
shit.
It just smells really bad. He's, like, pooping in jars. He has, like, fish heads over there. Yeah, like, no way. On the sidewalk. It's gross.
Like, I'm not, what? Like, by no means do I fucking, I don't, yeah, I, by funny. No means I don't fuck with the police, but it, when then, when there are kids over there, and then, you know, and he's pulling his fucking little dick out, and like, you know what I mean?
That's when I call the
non-emergency line.
What is the non-emergency line? Is that 611? No, that's my Verizon.
It's like 311, I think. It's basically, there is a number. It's a whole long number. Like, nobody would ever know. It's not like a 911.
Yeah,
thing.
You have
it's
to
like,
look it up.
Yeah, okay. You have to like look it up. But
it's kind of like, hey, I'm gonna come. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Or
maybe I won't.
I'm going to go get a coffee real quick.
Yeah.
It's a real maybe, maybe not situation.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like those fuck. Like, I don't know what the deal is because there was a camp that like got set up there and they like got them all out. But I guess this guy, I don't know what the fuck. Maybe they're just afraid to go over him because we never smell anything this bad.
It's really that bad.
It's really bad. It's really, really, really bad. And usually like, fucking let them do whatever the fuck, you know?
Whatever, yeah. But
it's the fire in the street.
Poop on your fish heads.
Yeah, it's like fish heads. You know, you have like a triple thing of like fish heads, pulling the dick out, and setting fires in the street.
I believe that's called a triple whammy.
It's a three strike and you're out rule in my book.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So,
speaking in your neighborhood, of duty beard.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, no shit.
We have a pin here.
So, yeah. So, I don't know who this person is.
You've never met Zach Spill Canvas drug dealer?
No.
He's in my phone as Zach Spill Canvas drug dealer duty beard.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Swear to God.
I swear to God. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, was this dude at the last show we played?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I remember him now.
Yeah.
No, I do.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Canvas drug dealer.
Shout out
to
Zach.
I've never met him. I know him as no other name as that.
That is so
Zachsville Canvas drug dealer duty beard.
So amazing. Bryce will be upset, and I hope he loves listening to this podcast. Bryce, our new drummer.
Yeah.
Is the one. He's very sweet.
Very sweet.
Sweet guy. He was doing this show, I believe.
Duty Beard has a Twitch channel, so shout out to Duty Beard
and the Twitch. which I just have learned about. I found out about Twitch while watching porn.
Nice.
Some of them have...
Some of them have porn things?
Some of them have been like, Twitch girl turns to whatever. And I'm like, does that mean she has a... Like,
she has a
like
Twitch?
And so I never really watched those ones.
Holy shit.
Sorry, I had to... It's, I mean, great. It's the truth.
It's the truth. That's what is the good thing about this.
That's what we're all about here. So I found out, because Twitch, you can just watch people play video games. I would just rather watch...
And also jack off.
Yes. Well, theoretically.
That you can jack off on Twitch?
No, but you can't. You get reported.
No, they get... Yeah, so these girls have like...
Alternate. They're like, hey, I'm going to play video games, but then I'm going to jack off on this channel.
Also, you can check out my blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
On the blah, blah, blah.
That's nice.
Yeah, they'd separate it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I still kind of like don't really understand Twitch.
Neither do I. I don't
but I know I that people really like it.
They love it.
It's sort of the same thing as... Like Imagine Dragons. Like, I don't understand it, but I know that people like really like it.
That's a perfect
I can agree 100% with that. Like, what the fuck?
That's so perfect.
It's like the same way that I feel about that.
I hope that's not the same way you feel about the spill canvas.
No, we like the spill canvas.
I was waiting for...
Do you want to know...
I'm fishing. That was a straight... I'm fishing.
Do you want to know what? I'm seeing a lot of people post... you know, you screenshot what you're listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of Spill Canvas stuff recently, especially with, like, some larger, like, some larger...
Yes. People.
Cool. Yeah.
We had just met...
Callan.
I just met Callan...
Sleeping with Sirens.
Sleeping with Sirens.
Mm-hmm.
He had posted one...
Give me my phone. I'll show you.
He had posted
happened
one
today.
Of the lyrics. Really?
Yeah, it happened today.
Because it's a 10-year anniversary
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
Of the third record, No Really, I'm Fine, which was what the I guess the biggest single was, All Over You, off of that record. And these 10-year tours are like kind of what brought us back into playing, I think. Mm-hmm. Me personally, just because I went through the dark stuff. I was doing dark things.
Same.
Yeah.
Me and you know the fucking deal.
We have dealt in the dark arts and felt the burn.
Yeah.
And sorry, up. I wanted to say that like that in the microphone.
Which you can talk about too. Which you can talk about too, because I'm setting up a thing.
I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, like I'm setting up this thing here in LA.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's gonna like start to bring like Narcan into the venues and
really?
Types of shit. Yeah.
Dude, I have okay, cool. Maybe we can talk off air. I have these shirt designs that I and a company called Gemini that I wanted to start. I guess I started it, but it's just me and Sarah, my wife, and it's for people.
I love Sarah.
She's amazing.
Okay, so check this out before you go. 620,000 followers, right?
Oh my
right?
God, yeah.
Ready?
No
Whose
way.
Is that?
Oh, Low Fidelity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one off the record we're playing.
Whose Instagram?
It's, I don't want to say the fucking
Okay, name. Okay. Mm.
But
is
still,
it good?
It's, we'll tell you off air.
We'll tell you off air. Okay. But still, 620,000 fucking people
that's a lot
are
of people.
Being like...
Yeah.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is great.
That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's
I've been
amazing.
Seeing it a lot.
That's amazing. It's
that's fucking awesome.
I'm hoping it's because of the 10-year thing. You know, I think raising awareness about it, not awareness, I guess, but just like, you know what I mean?
We're mm-hmm. Doing it.
Doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing that. We've been on this tour. This is the second leg of that tour to promote that or whatever. But we have new music, which I sent you. A couple songs. Did I send them to you?
Didn't
yeah,
send,
thanks for sending it.
Yeah,
what
thanks,
a total
dude.
Dick.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I'm we so don't sorry. Like. It's not like we care about
no.
what's going on.
He came to Disneyland with Sarah and I.
Oh, so just, he gets new music.
Yeah. We rode Space Mountain.
Yeah, I mean,
once
you like do
Mickey,
those,
man.
Yeah,
there's a bond.
Yeah, happens. That's fine. We all have our own people that like us more.
No,
here's
so.
Damn it.
Bird.
It's funny. No,
it's feeling
funny.
Very cold in here.
Yeah.
I love you. No, remember we did drugs that
I know,
together.
I know,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, I know. We got that thing going
yeah,
for
yeah,
us
we
at
got
least.
That thing going.
Yeah, you
yeah.
guys went to the happiest place on earth and we went
yeah.
to the darkest
and we got,
place. On earth.
Yeah,
I have
a crack Kool-Aid scar, mm. So you know.
You got one of those?
Yeah.
Is that the would you
so,
get a,
yeah, so if you in order to shoot crack cocaine. Okay, yeah, we're talking about this. In order to shoot crack cocaine, You need Kool-Aid because you need a citric acid to get all the baking soda out of it. I liked grape because the vapor was grape,
and you taste it, and you go,
ooh, grape. Yeah. And then you're like, why am I doing this with my life? And then, and then I missed, and now my skin is stained grape for 7-8 years now.
Yeah, no, that won't go away. But no. You want to know, did you ever get an abscess?
Yeah, so I got one of those right here, and it popped away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never shot anything because I was a pussy.
Because of Requiem for a Dream?
Just because I'm a pussy, dude. Like, I don't even, like, I don't like getting blood drawn. I don't like any of that stuff.
I got to tell them exactly where to go, too, because I'm like, those are shot, those are shot.
Yeah.
This one's collapsed. Yeah, it's weird because I have a very small, limited drug history. Mm. It's very short-lived, but it was, like, all in.
Yeah.
All in or nothing, like. Warner Brothers, but fuck you. Yeah. Fuck Warner Brothers, and that's what I dove in after that. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, mine was very long. It was really long, and I don't remember anything. So, like, I melted my brain.
Yeah, holes. Swiss cheese brain.
Yeah, literally. But I'm working. I'm going to a 6-hour hypnotherapy thing.
Oh, that's cool.
We're going to work on, like, memory.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work
on, like, elasticity stuff.
Yeah, because,
neuroelasticity.
Like, this whole last year has been, like, extremely overwhelming, I think, for a lot of us. And especially if you have alcoholism and drug addiction, everything is amplified.
Like, a times infinity.
Yeah. So, like, lately I was having these panic attacks that were unmanageable. My life had become sober.
Yeah.
I was
sober, unmanageable.
Unmanageable. And it's a fucking scary place to be.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, you're like, I do all the right things. I go to meetings.
I'm doing all the stuff.
I help people. I fucking sponsor people. Like, I do the things. Like, why the fuck do I feel this way?
Yeah.
You know? So I
had you're doing... Maybe some hypnotherapy will help.
Yeah, maybe. We're hoping... I don't know. Who the fuck knows? I'm open to anything.
Yeah.
Besides meditation.
Have you tried it?
So I've never tried the hypnotherapy. I'm going now to a therapist. Sarah and I go. She's kind of helped me get in because I was very resistant.
Same one?
Yeah. So she'll go when I'm on tour, and then we talk. And she also does, like, it's really, okay, I'll get real deep. Yeah, she's going to love this. Oh, she's going to hate this.
It's okay, good, dude. So, it's like a really, like, this is, podcasts are supposed to be.
Exactly.
Like this. And it's, so, yeah.
I'm on new meds.
What are you on?
So I'm on Lexapro.
They want to put me on that.
Okay, yeah. So I'm very anti-SSRIs, which are the serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, what you would call antidepressants. Mm-hmm. I'm against them because I was allergic to one, and I started hallucinating.
What was it? Wellbutrin?
It was Effexor, which has turned into Prestique.
It also had the name Effects in it. So yes. So I feel like it's like one of those
special effects.
EFFEX.
Yeah.
So I was at the mall one day, and I saw, and I turned the corner, and there's this little girl, and I just saw her take a knife out and, like, look at me, and her face, like, turned... Aphex Twin come to daddy face.
Yeah. Chris
and
Cunningham shit.
Yes, just went whoosh, and I was like, whew. And then my brain started doing these zaps things, and so I go home, and I'm freaking out, and I look it up, and my girlfriend at the time looked it up, too, and it was like, I was allergic. So they got me off that immediately. I had to go to the doctor and the emergency room and stuff, but I've been scared of them ever since. But the Lexapro takes off my libido, which means sex.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's sorry. Okay. I'm fine. I don't give a shit.
So I just
I don't give a fuck.
So they had to take me off that, and then also they put me on and. So I got a rough diagnosis of bipolar with psychotic features, which I thought sounded so cool.
It it's
it
not,
does sound cool.
It's not
featuring yeah. Psychosis.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Check out this collab.
Dude,
yeah. Wow. Collab. Catch him on the bridge.
Catch him on the bridge. He's gonna go nuts. Oh, there's Nate. That's our TM. Yeah. He's very young and he has his shit together.
Great. He can fuck his like suit outside.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks like he has his shit together.
He really does. Yeah. He can fucking hang out there.
Yeah.
Should
I let him in? No. Okay. No. He's got his own. He's got his stuff together.
No, he has to answer your emails for you.
So, yeah. So I got that diagnosis. I got on a new anti-anxiety plan medication for that. So
what is that one?
So Klonopin.
That's same.
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the best one for me all day.
I don't. I can't do it in the day. I take it as directed
okay.
at night.
They told me I have to be on three.
Oh yeah. See,
so three a day.
That is.
Yeah.
I'm that like. This was a long conversation I had to have
sure.
with my sponsor.
Me, oh
my,
yeah, me too. That's
and
the
my
thing.
Therapist and my doctor and these guys mm-hmm. and everything. So
yeah.
Everybody knows we're on the same page. But it, you know, it is. It became unmanageable. And that
yeah.
is what this. It was my
it's
last.
It's the only
resort.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't want to take anything, you know, because I have had. I will say this: like I've had. I mean, I did. I had the cocktail. It was all about the pill cocktail for me before it went into hard drugs, and so Klonopin, you know, occasionally was part of that, but I was never on it as directed. So I got with a great therapist that dug deep into my drug history and like. All of the bells and whistles, and so between my doctor and the therapist worked out the same thing mm-hmm. to where it's like, this is going to be the thing you need to do. And I know, and Sarah, like right now, I mean, you know, I have him on the road. These guys deal with my mania, being a new guitar player. He's, mm-hmm. well, I guess he's been 3 years now.
Yeah.
But
Three
isn't new, but I keep telling it. I keep like.
In the band world, it is, though. Like.
Because I meet and greet, so I'm always like, make sure you make guilt him into playing. And I'm always like, he's not a Calvin Klein model. He's actually a guitar player.
It's a whole bit.
I do.
You guys got a bit?
I got a bit.
It's a whole cemented in routine.
It's a good bit. No, but like, so they deal with my mania, and it's good, right?
It's great.
Except for when I disappear.
You disappear?
I disappear.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got it, dude.
I have to, though. And my wife knows, and so I'm not doing anything bad, and, you know, it's just like, I gotta get the fuck away, or, you know, whatever. And so that helps with writing the new stuff, though. One of them is called Roller Coaster Days, and it's about poor Sarah having to deal with my just the ups and the roller coaster.
You have insanity.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's what you got.
Yeah.
That's what I got. We have it. It's fine. It's an okay thing. It's like I've accepted it.
Oh, yeah.
The only time that I was ever really concerned with it was lately because I was like,
how you're doing everything.
Well, I was just like, this is not why. Like, I was like, I can't live like this. Like, mm-mm. This is not the life that I. Like, if I wanted to live like this, I would do drugs.
Exactly.
And I would drink.
Exactly.
Like, if this is the way that I want to feel, like, if this is how I'm going to feel, then what's the fucking point?
Yeah, I was up for 4 days.
Yeah, so was
before
I.
Tour.
So was I.
And I was like, well, I'm not doing anything. And this was before we went to the therapist, but I was like, I might as well just be up for 4 days on drugs.
It,
like, what's the difference?
It feels worse. It
feels way worse.
It feels worse because you don't know. You didn't do anything to cause it.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is just who I am.
This is who I am now.
And it's fucked up. It's like a real fucked. You know, you don't sleep. When you don't sleep, you start seeing shit.
Oh, dude.
You start hearing shit.
We've had fights about shadow people.
Yeah.
And she's like, there's no one here. And I'm like, there's a camera over there. And I'm like stone sober. Like, you know, and it's
no, I mean, I didn't have anybody to even share this shit with. So I was just by myself in my apartment, being like really, like I was on the verge of like becoming insane.
Yeah.
There's no sleep will fucking do that to you, dude.
The effects. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a form of fucking torture.
It is.
They keep your ass up to torture you
if
you don't sleep. So it was literally like going through torture. And, you know, fucking God damn it, I have a cushy life. I at least can, but like.
But still, it doesn't, it's still, it's inconvenient.
It was more. It was more. It got to look, dude. I've had inconveniences like whole shit that I got going on is inconvenient to me. But this was unmanageable.
Unmanageable. Totally. You know what I mean? I completely understand. So, and I agree.
Are you doing all right with it? Like, I'm especially great. On the.
Oh, dude, the new meds. And
how long you been on the Klonopin?
So the Klonopin, this higher dosage a day was about a month before this tour, and just all the symptoms, everything, because it is a controlled substance. If I don't, if I were to just start gobbling,
right,
that's bad.
It's
but. It has that mixed with the Lexapro has been amazing. Because they don't understand antidepressants. They don't know how they affect the brain.
It works differently on everybody because everybody's different.
And so it's such a weird gamble, but for some reason this dose is where I'm at, and it works and it helps and it's awesome. And, also... this is a good segue. I'm going to segue in the podcast.
Let's do it, baby.
Sarah bought me a new puppy.
Hey!
And that's going to help a lot. Do you want to see it? Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay. We'll post this picture also when we do the thing, yes, so please. Everybody can fucking see.
So his name...
It's the best part of... That's the
other best part,
right? About doing radio is like, you're like, take a look at this.
Dude. And, check this out, you guys. Okay, so his name's Taco. Mm. He's not a Chihuahua. He had Parvo.
Wait, didn't you guys already have...
Yeah, so we had Bailey.
We have a Yorkie.
We have a Yorkie, Bailey. And then she bought me Taco as a present. A Christmas present.
How old?
He's 9 weeks old.
Oh my god.
He's 9 weeks old. And sorry.
That's what I always do.
It's like, so he's a poodle.
Oh, let's see.
And I will hold on. Okay. He had Parvo. What's which that? Is a devastating...
That's where they diarrhea all the time?
Yeah, and they die. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
What?
So he's 9 weeks old. She's going to show him to
that's
me.
That's what you have.
You have human parvo?
Maybe.
So it's really bad. And she was going to not tell me till I got home from Christmas out of a box. He got that and he almost died. And so she comes on tour... Because she was coming out for a week, and she came and was like, because all these charges on my credit card were like, vet this and that. I'm like, what are you doing? Is Bailey okay? And she's like, yeah. So he almost died. He for 2 days it was like critical, it was all the stuff in him. And then over $4,000 later, he's pulled out. So he's good. He's waiting for me at home. Aww. And this is Taco.
Oh,
cute.
Oh yeah, he's cute as shit.
Oh, man. Oh, you gotta watch the arm things. He does the arm things. And he did.
Holy
shit!
And that's where he had the IVs in.
What kind of poodle is he? So like miniature toy?
I guess it's like a Yorkie poo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
I had a poodle growing up. They're the best dogs.
You know that his hair is gonna fucking turn different. Like
yeah,
a Yorkie. If
yeah,
Yorkie is gonna like look it'll a little have bit more a little, like a Yorkie.
Yeah. So I'm I'm really excited.
Cute.
His name's so Taco. Cute. Because I love tacos.
Yummy.
Right? Yeah. They were like, we thought when we saw Taco, we thought it would be a Chihuahua. And I was like, no. No Chihuahuas. This is a but I haven't met him yet, so.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, he's back home.
Sarah sent you a bunch of videos.
Oh, my God. It's like full. That's all. She's like, he did this today, and then put in this, and he didn't do that.
It's
like,
weird when you become an adult, and then fucking dog pics are better than nudes.
Dude. it's like... So true. Like I'm like, I love you, babe. It's cool. How's that dog doing?
Yeah, no.
Like
right?
I just got out of the shower. Cool. How's Taco? Like what's Bailey Taco up to? I don't know. I just say I think it's once I hit my 30s, I was done with that. Well, not done at all. But you understand.
Yeah. I mean, you're married too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm married. Like she stuck with me. She's my.
She rocks.
Yeah.
She's your fucking Carmella.
And Darvin. Wow. And divorce is a hassle, so there's no way. I'm just kidding.
Like, I love this.
She's seriously will. She got pissed yesterday. No, shit. Why did I say that? Damn it.
We can cut anything.
No, you're good. Babe, I love you.
Yeah.
I posed with some, we were in Vegas yesterday, so I posed with some funny Vegas girls.
Fremont Street.
It is the Fremont. It's what you do in Vegas. Yeah. How you feel in Vegas when you go there?
I do gamble too much.
Yeah.
I do have that.
Win or lose anything?
I lost.
Yeah, so you got the thing. Doing that. I guess two things. I have alcoholism and drug addiction. I don't give a fuck about anything else.
But I... You don't even try. You don't the like the bright lights. Don't like oxygen.
Don't like gambling.
I lost a lot of money last time I was there.
Yeah.
Don't like.
Babs lost a lot of money too. and then she blames me. She's like, TJ.
No. You're just being normal. They just roast.
She's like, TJ, you're my bad luck charm. I lose money anytime we're at the table together.
Yeah, gambling is the worst.
It's pretty
the
bad.
Worst thing. It's yeah. Like it's you pretty. Just lose money
yeah.
And that's it.
It's not really that fun, even when you win, because you're like. You feel like you escaped something. And you're like, let's get out of here.
Yeah, it's like I have crippling anxiety already, so I need to like go on vacation. Where it's like, and then also,
yeah.
I do like the way that those motherfuckers smell. The
smoky?
No. I like that you can smoke in there, and I like that they do smell association with like with the casinos.
With cigarettes.
No, they pump different. Different scent into every fucking casino. Oh, yeah. So when you walk in or you smell something in life, it brings you back to that point where you go, "Oh fuck, I wish."
It's like
I was
Disney.
Disney does that shit too.
Yeah,
it's very smart. We do that too. It's just beer.
What is that? With, you do that at your
We actually we beer looked into renting smell machines.
No way.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
Because we were going to have for Warped Rewind, we're going to have like a cruise theme.
So, so we wanted to pump beach scents into the venue.
Oh, that's cool. How do you stumble upon...
But I feel like in the Echoplex, like, you can't overpower Warped, the smell that's already there. It's
Warped doesn't really smell like a beach either, though.
Like 24/7.
Well, we did like a Warped Tour cruise.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going to make like a nautical themed event.
Wait, you did a cruise?
Yeah, we went on the Warped Tour cruise. We threw the parties every night.
How was
it? Months
it was
ago,
the
right?
best three days
so
of my
fun.
Life.
Oh, yeah.
Me and fucking Babs thought we were gonna be on some FEMA shit where we all had like shit in buckets and like sleep in a tent.
Yeah.
But like just
I didn't think like that, but I thought we had to share bathrooms.
Yeah. They were like, wait, we don't have to shower like with other people. Like, I was like, what the fuck did you think we were doing?
Yeah. We had no idea. I'd never been
I'd never been on a cruise ship.
I picture
a battleship.
Let me tell
like,
you
barracks.
It was awesome. I had one of the best times I've ever had in my life, but I also, as I did have like meetings on the boat and shit.
Sure, okay.
Because like basically people go on a fucking giant boat
bender
to get wasted.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like that's like
tough.
The
that's,
fucking
yeah.
point. You know
yeah,
what
that's
I mean?
The whole point.
Yeah, this one guy, because we stopped in Mexico one day and he got off and bought some questionable
You can just
drugs.
Walk into the pharmacy and buy whatever
oh,
you
yeah.
want.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He came back, took these drugs, and then in the night, they drained the pool, so he jumped into an empty pool.
Oh, no.
He had to be, like, helicoptered
way.
Out of there.
And he was on the tour? Or was he just attending?
He was a fucking kid.
Yeah.
And guess how much the helicopter ride was?
70 to 100,000.
How much?
100,000?
It was $500,000.
He's going to be paying
that's
that.
Why Kevin Lyman gets the insurance, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that... I think... Wait, what happened?
I said that's why Kevin Lyman gets insurance.
Yeah, that's why he gets insurance, but fucking that kid's insurance probably going to be
fucked
like...
Fucked for life.
Yeah, man, we'll cover, like, you know, the stint. You made the choice to fucking smoke bath salts and jump into a pool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But you know what was really funny is... Well, not funny, but they have a camera on the bow of the ship, and you can just watch it the whole time.
Are
like,
you
anytime you're in your room, you can just
oh
put on
God.
The bow cam.
Whoa.
And so they come over the loudspeaker, and they're like, we're having a helicopter or a lift for an injured patron.
And
I just fucking turn on, like, the bow channel, and I see these guys, like...
So it's
what do they call it? Rappelling down
yeah,
from a helicopter.
Oh my God.
And the whole time, like, while you're watching on the TV, they have, like, some awful, like, MIDI music, like, in the background. Like,
hell yeah.
Fake piano.
Like, Casio presets. Damn, that poor dude, like, he must have gotten fucked up real bad.
Yeah, dude, they could crush his fucking legs, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. His spine was fine, his skull, everything.
Wait. Like,
wow. So he lucked
so
out.
So basically...
Now he's just fucked.
Yeah. But basically, he jumped off of like a three-story building into an empty pool. Yeah. Is it kind of the way that it?
That's the
which gist. Is more like four stories because if you go fucking in a pool that's empty, it's just like another.
Negative. That's another story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like you go down further.
Yeah,
you know. So sweet. You know it,
so,
it,
so he won't be swimming anytime soon.
It did give me, you know what though? Like I went to bed that night being like, oh man, like that sounds like something I would have done if I was
me
fucked
too.
Up. You know what I mean? And it made me like super had, like
super, you're like, all right, that it's weird when those things happen and you're like, that solidifies my. Okay, I'm not gonna do that.
It's a weird thing. Sometimes it's very uncomfortable, but then when you lay down at night and you're like, I didn't fucking ruin anybody's life.
Yeah, today.
I didn't like ruin my own life. I didn't crash anything. I didn't go to jail. Like
today,
it like you know, it makes all those uncomfortable moments seem worth it.
Oh yeah,
you know,
oh yeah,
because of our, you know, our repercussions are always much worse.
Oh, you think that they're only because it's a selfish thing? Yeah, your addiction is selfish, and I didn't until we started going to my therapist's name. By the way, is Cherry Blossom. That is her real name.
Her book is available now.
Yeah, it's her book. My therapist, Cherry Blossom. Her book.
Yum.
She is writing a book. By the way, it's hilarious. She's so sweet. She's like she came to our concert or she came to the concert on the last tour.
Are you serious? She saw you in public.
So she asked first, and her daughter's a huge fan. So they're listening in the car, and she texts Sarah like, "So my daughter like loves Nick's band. Like, can I tell her?" And like, and I'm like, "Yes, of course. Like,
yeah,
I don't care at all."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, that's. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, I've been like doing that. Like, sure, of course. You know, whatever you can connect to." And so she told her, she's like, "Oh my God, can we go?" And so she came with her daughter. It was so sweet. To the Orlando show, and that was my first tour, the last leg with a therapist, and so we have the huddle every night, and we're like, this one's for, you know, the Pink Power Ranger or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, the Pink Power, whatever.
Yeah, just random
stuff.
Random,
but
whatever.
We did like four shows for Cherry, my therapist, and she came. She was like, thought it was so sweet. She was some old hippie back in the day, and oh, she's amazing.
Is she a doctor?
Yes.
See, mine's not. Mine is just Dr. Jonathan, but he's not a doctor.
Just
I call him Dr. Jonathan,
and he's like,
he goes, Morgan, I'm gotta stop saying that. I'm not a doctor. And I was
like,
you are smarter than me. You are a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the fucking thing. But like at this point, he doesn't care. I saw him in public one time. With his daughter, and I did the right thing where I was like, I wanted to run up and be like, Dr. Joe, this is what, blah, blah, blah.
Dude, I was just, I need, what, is it me? Is it
and
my
you,
projecting?
And you know, I look like a crazy person, and his daughter's like six.
Oh, no.
So like, if I was to run up to him and his daughter, I would have fucking scared this poor girl to half to death. So I did the right thing, and we did the, hey buddy.
Hey, you did the nod.
We did the hey,
yeah.
And then I said when I went back, I was like, "Did I do the right thing?" And he was like, "Yeah, you did that.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do
in public."
Yeah, no, she came. I went out. Cherry bought merch and everything, and she's sporting it, and it was great. She's a sweet lady.
She wears it at all your sessions.
She wears it. Yeah, she's like, "Hi." So
plays your music while you're.
She starts analyzing your lyrics.
She's like, "So
integrating that into the therapy."
Yeah, what a very strange relationship that you have.
Yeah.
I feel like I.
Oh, it's weird. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I fucked that mic. It's weird, but it's good. It's so good because I have a bad. My mom is on her way out of this existence. She had a double lung transplant, and I talk about it at the show.
Yeah,
she had one 2 years ago. Mm. The prior 4 years to that was downward hereditary form of emphysema. It's called like alpha antitrypsin or something like that. We had a very turbulent relationship on this record. I talk about it. I do free therapy in front of the kids because I talk about it, and I say there's a lyric in this song Appreciation at the bottom where I say mom, you know, I wish you would have tried a little harder, maybe caught a show or two. Would that have been such a bother?
Right.
Because she just never was there.
Right,
she,
totally.
She didn't care, really. I know she loved me. You know, it wasn't, like, bad. It was a fine relationship, but for that, as I got older and the spill came and started doing stuff, she never was really was there. So she had a double lung transplant, and I kind of had to bury a lot of that stuff. And she's like, all right, you're my mom. Yeah, whatever. Okay, we're good. But she's on her way out now, and so I think she's got, like, maybe, I don't know, I haven't talked to her. I'm kind of waiting on the call, so to speak. I know
so we're like weird. That. We're like that close.
Yeah, yeah. So about within a month, maybe.
You
maybe
ever, you say months. Everything that you need to say to her?
I haven't.
Well, you probably should do that.
I know, I know. It's just definitely that. It's one like, of those
things.
Bitter,
that you, no, it's one of those things that you should do.
Oh yeah, I'm like, it's on my mind every time we play that song too, because it's a bitter kind
great.
Of.
Great, you should tell her all that stuff.
Oh, dude, it's been yeah.
It's it's like, I mean, you never want to ever have to be like, I wish I did that. No. I wish that, like, I could have said that. Yeah. Like, I wish that you have an opportunity right now to, like, do all of those things. And not a lot of people get that.
No.
Because you you know, like, there's never, like, a real, sometimes shit just happens.
Oh, just boom, like
and
that.
And, like, now, you know.
Yeah, I think that, if anything, playing that song and you know, saying it on stage and stuff and singing that. I tried to change the bitter line to try to work with the song, you know, just lyrically, but it just didn't. The rhyme scheme, I'm such an anal guy, just didn't work. But I definitely, there's that moment where, you know, I think today I'm going to try to go to my old, our old manager lives, or her office is literally right next to the Roxy.
Oh.
So I might go patch up stuff with her, maybe.
Nice.
If not, that's okay.
It is okay.
But, like, that was, she managed to Rise Against the Yellow Card for quite a while. And
do we know her?
Missy Worth, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can I say her name?
I don't care.
Yeah, you know. So I'm going to try to patch that up.
And then I might call. The song you heard about your mom that's new?
No. So that's on the No, Really, I'm Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's Appreciation and the Bomb. And it's weird because I talk about lungs in that song too. Wow. It's so bizarre how
sometimes things go full circle never ever means to happen.
It
like
doesn't
that.
Mean to, but it does. And it like, there was a moment, it was the first time I ever cried on stage. When I was just doing the talk to them, you know, and we joke on stage. Like, we're dumb, cheesy jokers. And I started talking, and like, I was like, you know, so she's my, and it just, boom, it just hit me. And
yeah.
I was like, and I bit my tongue, and
yeah.
And, you know, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's like, this guy's fucking crazy.
And
But
at the end of it, you know, there's some people with some that had just had a parent pass or something. That it was crazy, man. It's definitely, the segue to that was Cherry has weirdly taken that and has helped me through that, but also kind of in a weird way replaced it, because she does Skype sessions and she does FaceTime stuff. And she's just like, we'll send texts like, sending positive vibes your way, like, I love you.
Yeah, that's
well,
great.
Not like that. That's
right.
That's a little weird. But she's awesome. She's amazing.
That's
and
great.
She also helps, you know, with Sarah and I's issues, which is mainly just me. And then Sarah's like, I told you so. And I'm like, yeah, fuck, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird being the kind of person that we are.
It's like, what is...
It's a very
what is
strange.
Wrong with us?
It's a. I don't know. Sometimes I'm really, really happy about it.
Me too.
And then sometimes I'm like, this is really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last night I was really happy about it. I fucking almost, like, I had this, like, the greatest meal ever, and I, like, almost started crying. TJ one time was like, I had a waffle and I cried, and I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And like, last night, last night, like, I think after, like, Emo Night Day, and after, like, figuring out, like, why I'm feeling the way I am, and the fact that, like, I get to do all of this stuff.
Yes.
Like, we get to do stuff that a lot of people, like, would spend their lives trying to do,
would
and I
give limbs,
and I fucking like, you know, ate the fucking greatest pasta I have had, and I was like, this is a very beautiful thing,
yeah,
and it makes it worth it, because like usually, you know, me and you both have had where we're like, oh yeah, we died, you know, one of those things.
Oh,
we could not be eating this pasta right now.
Oh yeah,
we could not be playing this show for these people right now, and so I think when sometimes it hits at that, it hits you at a very strange time.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really, like, it is, it makes it all worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm like, but
I couldn't agree more.
But like I said, I think you should talk to your fucking mom.
I will.
Yeah.
If anything, thank you. That today is the day that will happen. I'm going to call her up, and she has to have people there, you know, and she's on oxygen now again and stuff. But I mean, just the fact that she had the second chance to live another couple, 2 years, you know, and it's really weird because I have the gene now for that. Mm. So I might, if Sarah does as well, our kids will have that. But it's very rare.
Maybe not though. Very you know rare. What I mean? Like, yeah. It's like one of
very
like
rare.
Like maybe, so maybe we'll not. See.
Yeah.
Like we'll fucking, see. You know, I'm worried as fuck about my kid.
Yeah.
You know, like
me too.
Let me tell you, if somebody is attracted to me, there's something wrong with them. If they want to have a kid, want to have a kid with me, there's going to be something weird. Or it's hopefully it's just like the most regular fucking kid in
yeah.
the world.
Like, and he's like, Dad, I need to get you in line, man.
Yeah, like hopefully. So I'm in constant fear. I'm in constant fear of a hypothetical situation.
Me too.
That
is my life,
yeah,
man.
That's why I stay up at night.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, but it doesn't have to.
More Spill Canvas stuff before we wrap this stuff up.
Three new songs. We have three new songs. We just got one done that is my favorite that I've ever maybe came up with. I just did lyrics to it, or just the main vocal. We're adding bells and whistles. We got to add some more layers to it, but it's called Mothership Hive Mind, mm-hmm. which is so great to me. Because I don't want to be plugged in, but we have to be plugged in.
It has been the best and worst thing.
Yes, agreed, 100%. So it's like that song just got completed. We got three songs that we're trying to. We show one of them at our VIP thing. We play cornhole with our fans, and they can for the deluxe VIP. Then we play some old songs, and we play one of the new songs over the speakers. We're going to do, I don't know if a label is involved. I have no idea. I don't think so, but we're going to.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't really care. And we're just going to release.
Yeah.
We're going to release three and then tour for a little bit. Our bass player, Landon, is going to have a baby soon, which is hilarious. Because he's
that
the
a
last.
That a bass player had sex?
Yes. Is your Netflix hour coming out soon? it'll be coming out soon over the next like springish.
Right.
Mike has been in a ton of bands, and he's gonna get on. This will be his first time recording with us.
Yeah.
He's been in the Ready Set.
Yep.
Who else?
We know those buttholes.
Oh, yeah. I played with Jordan for like 3 years.
Nice. I love Jordan.
And then what's up?
I love Jordan.
Oh yeah, he's like one of my favorite people ever.
Yeah.
And then I was in another band called Sparks to Rescue.
Sparks to Rescue.
I played for Andy Black from Black Hill for a while.
There's a deeper voice than you think he does.
Yes, very, very dominant.
And Machine. Oh, you were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, his presence is very just known, you know? Like unintentionally. Super sweet guy, but he's very like, I'm here. And
I'm here.
I'll talk to you now.
I'll talk.
It's great. But, yeah, Dumb Warped a bunch, and I'm glad to be with these guys. It's fun times.
I'm trying to snake him up to be in the band.
He says that, but it's been 3 years.
I know.
It's like,
it sounds like you're in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
you look at the pro, like everything online, Facebook, it's like I'm in the photos. But
yeah,
you're in the
band. Like
where are you from?
Yeah. I'm from Connecticut originally.
Okay.
I live up in the valley now in LA. Cool. Yeah, man.
He's moving to San Francisco.
Might be.
Nice.
Yeah, I am.
I was going to San Francisco.
Not San Fran.
Can I talk?
Thank you, Nick. No.
Sorry.
We're going to cut the personal side of my life out of the
podcast. I love talking about it without his permission.
Mm-hmm.
So you got one new one that's like maybe one of your favorites.
Yes, that's the favorite.
Ever.
I showed you two.
Mm-hmm.
The new one is the one, is Mothership Hive Mind. The other two, Landmark and Roller Coaster Days. Which you heard. I'm sorry.
Maybe one day we'll get to hear it.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. But it's just.
Do you have art and shit for it?
Like, no. which you're doing?
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
I'm loving a lot of this new music that's coming out, but I'm hating a lot of the art that the artists are going along.
Okay. Well, then I think that we could remedy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could definitely fucking chat about it.
All right. Cool.
Like literally, that. Like there have been bands that have come out that have had 10 out of 10 albums, and
the artwork is
garbage.
Yeah. Front box.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a real thing.
Yeah.
I've got like the start of something else that I do on like my own time, creativity wise, and I struggle with like the whole art path. Like
it's important.
It's part of it.
It's
all
like
part of it.
I feel like now with social media, it's like everything.
It is everything.
Look, man, if I would have seen the album covers to some of these things, I would have never listened to them without somebody showing them to me. But then I saw, just the truth. Like
it is true.
Then obviously these people don't see the way things that like I think are tight. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously their music can't reflect that. But that's not the truth.
Yeah,
it's just not the truth. Mm-hmm. But it like I think artists need to step up their fucking shit.
I do too. I think that I would love to talk about that.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. I love you guys. I don't know what else. That's it. We got new stuff. It'll be coming out.
And we could probably post this today. So tonight you guys are at the Roxy.
Yeah, we're at the Roxy.
Let's post it today.
Okay, so, cool.
Tonight. That'd be awesome. Some extra
thank
promo.
You. Thank you. Yeah.
We will do our very best.
Yeah. If not, it's okay. It's sold out. And
amazing.
It's great.
So
yeah,
you don't even need us.
No, yeah, trust me.
All right, hey, delete this whole fucking thing.
No, it's sold out.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Fuck,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Congrats, dude. Why do you think that is?
I think that because maybe we're real. I don't know. I think this record with. You know, we did the 10. I don't want to be known for the 10 year.
I know you keep saying 10 year thing,
yeah,
but I don't believe that.
I don't believe it is either. I think that there are. It's hard for me. I can't wrap my head around it because I'm so self loathing still to this day. So,
right. We all are.
Yeah. And I don't get it. I don't. Like, I've met how many people cry when I see them.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't. I'm not trying to be cool. It's like.
Just
I
literally. The way it is.
I'm just like, I'm such a hypocritical, like, idiot, you know? And then, like, they take so much from it that is so, that's what keeps me alive in a way, you know? Like, that I'd be toast.
Well, I mean, that's why, I mean, if you're a real, real person, that's why anybody does anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, you're like, dude, we don't have jets. We don't have fucking mansions.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not what we're doing.
I do have kombucha money.
Well, you lost the kombucha money, though. He left his kombucha outside of Cafecito. I was like, that shit's like gold around here.
I just
dude.
Left it.
Yeah.
I lost my...
His booch coin.
So well, doing well.
Must be
I'm
nice.
Well.
It must
I'm doing, I mean, I lost my thing.
Oh, no.
Must be nice.
That's okay.
All right.
All
well,
right, we'll wrap
okay,
it.
Okay, let's
hey,
wrap it up.
Really
thank
happy,
you guys for coming.
We're really happy to hear you're doing...
Thank you.
Doing well. You know, anytime you ever need anything, you can call us.
I will call you.
You were the first live performance we ever had at Emo Night.
I remember.
Yeah.
That was the world. That was after my first tour with you guys, I remember.
Yeah.
It was like the last day. Like,
that was the... I was leaving that show to go move in with Sarah and begin that whole thing.
That's great. See?
Yeah.
All these fucking memories
full
that have been
circle.
Happening.
Man. Yeah. It's
good. Morgan had to clean his car so he could pick you guys up.
Yeah, I remember. And there was still a layer of bottles.
What?
Yeah.
Was I drinking?
But before then there were 10
probably,
layers.
Yeah.
Was I drinking?
You were very sweaty at the show.
Was I?
Yeah,
no,
that
it
was
like coffee.
No, that was when he was like...
Was that was probably when I was like full.
Yeah, it felt... Or... It felt
like I was like drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was too. But
so, yeah, all right. Good.
But see, I drink, which is...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
ride that weird line. I
not,
never...
I
never had the...
Nothing.
I can quit. I'll go home and not drink at all. It's weird.
Yeah. Not me. No, it doesn't work like that for me.
It's okay.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
I
don't give a fuck at this point anymore. You know? I don't care. It is what it is. Cheers.
Tink.
I'll just drink.
Shout out to Duty Beard.
Shout out to Duty Beard and Bryce. We miss you, brother.
All right, guys. Tonight, Roxy. Fucking wait in line. Who gives a shit?
Go meet these guys.
Fuck it.
Come
fuck
to the fucking show. Come to the fucking show.
It's actually sold out.
I brought you guys all this from Vegas.
Thank
I
you
got
so
two
much.
Texts while we were sitting here. Are you going to Spill Canvas tonight?
Oh, it's
yeah.
Nice.
So
this is a lollipop. It's... not
for TJ.
It was for you.
Okay. It's for all of us. We'll take one lick each down the line back up.
She's like, he got to hear this song, so yeah. Is that my fucking lollipop or what?
And then everybody keep watch out for a couple new songs from these guys.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon.
Yes, cool. Sir. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
All right, we love you too.
Bye.
You are now listening to the Ride or Cry podcast.
Ever heard of Stoicism? Chances are, if you have, you've heard of Stoicism with a lowercase s and not Stoicism with an uppercase s. Lone wolves, no emotions, antisocial behavior, cold indifference, all that is Stoicism with a lowercase s. Stoicism with an uppercase s is the ancient Greek philosophy and virtue ethics framework that centers on service to the cosmopolis, to include your family, friends, community, and planet, and the development of a good moral character. My name is Tanner Campbell, and I'm the host of Practical Stoicism, a 3 times a week podcast teaching Stoic principles and concepts to anyone interested through the exploration of texts and deep dives into various moral topics. You can find Practical Stoicism where you're already listening to podcasts by searching for Practical Stoicism or by going to stoicismpod.com. I invite you to give it a listen today. You just might like it.